Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. Follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and get the books. Go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day is just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe it's somewhere right in the middle. But here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I am grateful I have no desire to drink today. I really am. Trying to take that for granted. I know so many people who do not have that gift at this current moment. You know, one of the ways it describes being restored to sanity is that we're not cocky. In page 84 of the big book, it describes a really incredible experience. I might as well read it. It's just my favorite paragraph in the book. Truly. All right. We'll all wait for you to go get your book. Go ahead. Just kidding. Page 84 on the bottom, last paragraph. This is by the time we're on step 10. And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol. For by this time, sanity will have returned. We will seldom be interested in liquor. If tempted, we recoil from it as from a hot flame. We react sanely and normally when we find this has happened automatically. We will see that our new attitude toward liquor has been given us without any thought, without any effort on our part. It just comes. That's the miracle of it. We're not fighting it. We're not avoiding temptation. We feel as though we've been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. We haven't even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. It does not exist for us. We are neither cocky nor are we afraid. That is our experience as long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. Not cocky. And not afraid. It's a real experience. I've been in sobriety with this experience for the bulk of my sobriety. Thank God. I spent some time in my sobriety early on not having this experience. I was obsessed with it. I was thinking about it a lot. I was fighting it. I was avoiding temptation. I did not feel like I was in a position of neutrality. I was afraid. It's pretty amazing. Now, I know you've seen these coins that say, "To thine own self be true." I don't know if you have those on your coins where you're at, but where I'm at, it says, "To thine own self be true." Be true to myself. Be true to my highest self. Be true to who I am. Follow my conscience. To thine own self be true. So if I'm being true to myself, I should not follow anything anyone does out of fear. Out of fear of what you'll think of me. Out of fear of confrontation or conflict. If I'm being true to myself, I am not dishonoring my highest self by trying to make you happy. To thine own self be true. The flip side of that is, who the hell am I to tell anyone what they need to do? I was really excited when I started to have some huge results in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I wanted to hit everyone else over the head with those results and make them do things my way. And there are times I can still get really attached to my own opinion about what people are supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it, and it is obnoxious. Do I really want people to be true to themselves? If I really want people to be true to themselves, if I'm serious about that, then the most loving thing I can do is allow people to learn from their own experiences in life and be there, loving and supportive. To me, everything aside from that is selfish. The Big Book tells me not to talk down to anyone from any moral or spiritual hilltop. The Big Book tells me to encourage people to follow their conscience if they want to do it a different way. The Big Book tells me all of this is in working with others. That no one I'm working with should feel pressure or pushed or prodded or obligated to me. I don't know why all the times I have this conversation over the years with people, there's a flood of yeah, but that just cascades over the entire dialogue. Yeah, but for some reason, it happens so often in Alcoholics Anonymous that it's for some reason just considered normal. I know people who actually believe the book says you should tell a newcomer to put their cotton in their mouth after they take it out of their ears. I mean, I know people who actually believe that. I know people who actually believe that you're supposed to tell a newcomer that their best thinking got them here. The Big Book says nothing about insanity, except for the fact that there's something . So am I letting people be true to themselves? And am I being true to myself? Am I really being true to myself? Can I slow down and really think about it? Am I actually going mentally slow enough to answer this question? Start to contemplate this question. Am I really being true to myself or not? I've read it before, but April 15th, in Around the Year with Emmett Fox, Claim Your Wings. To me, the butterfly teaches the most important lesson that we human beings ever have to learn. You all know the story. He lived what seems to him a very long time as a worm, what we like to call the humble caterpillar. Now, the life of a caterpillar could be taken as the very type and symbol of restriction. He lives on a green leaf in the forest, and that is about all he knows. Then one day, the little caterpillar finds certain strange stirrings going on within himself. The old green leaf, for some reason, no longer seems sufficient. It becomes moody and discontented. And this is the vital point. It is divine discontent. He feels the need for a bigger, finer, and more interesting life. His instinct tells him that where there is true desire, there must be fulfillment. Where there's true desire, there must be fulfillment. His instinct tells him this. And so the wonderful thing happens. The butterfly emerges beautiful, graceful, and now endowed with wings. And instead of crawling about on a restricted leaf, he soars above the trees, above the forest itself, free, unrestricted, his own true self. And I was going to talk a lot longer, but that's it. Show's over. That's it. I'll give a shout out to Mallory, to Matt, to Emma. Give a shout out to Yasmin, Dave. Very special shout out to Chelsea. If anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try to live the life those worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.